From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
The worst of our disastrous oil spill is now behind us. Swimmers are back in the bay, surfers are enjoying early winter swells, even the sea lions at Pier 39 are looking happier. But as we gaze across this magnificent bay that defines our region, many wonder how this could have happened at all and what our leaders are doing to prevent its recurrence. We now know that a panoply of unfortunate events and bad decisions led to this tragedy, many of them preventable. Most glaring was the inaction of the first 2 hours of the spill, a time when immediate, decisive steps could have prevented the ensuing catastrophe. The ultimate responsibility for oil spill response rests with the state Fish and Game Department, which is charged with carrying out the landmark Oil Spill Prevention Act of 1990. On November 14th, at the height of the disaster, our governor stood on the bay's oiled shores and promised to do everything in his power to, quote, get answers to the hard questions. But since then, he seems to have forgotten to even ask those questions, and now appears ready to assign the task of reviewing response and prevention programs to Fish and Game, the very agency responsible for supervising them. A group of dedicated conservationists, led by the Ocean Conservancy, propose a better idea: appoint a special commission of maritime and environmental safety experts to review the department's performance and propose improvements. This is entirely consistent with the intention of the original act, which Californians wisely passed years ago in the wake of the Exxon Valdez disaster. It's the right thing to do. As our governor said, we face hard questions, and we deserve direct answers. The best way, the only way, to get them is through an independent review unbiased by political calculations. We must urge the governor and legislature to do what it takes to prevent this from happening again, ever. This isn't just for our own future well-being. We owe this to the snowy plovers, western grebes, surf scoters, murres, and cormorants, perhaps more than 20,000 that lost their lives due to bad luck and bureaucratic bungling. We can do better. With a perspective, I'm John Racanelli.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.